Okay, now with some post-game and pre-game with Danvers High School football coach Ryan Nolan. Coach, welcome back, and God, what a game Friday night with Gloucester. With Winthrop.
Yeah, it was a great game. Just, we really, really wanted this one. It was an important game for us, for our seniors and for our program, and the kids had a great week of practice, and they persevered, and they were resilient and stuck through, and, you know, it was a great, great win, and real proud of the kids.
Well, it's funny, I mentioned Gloucester because I've been thinking about the Thanksgiving Day games coming up here, and that was kind of on my mind. But let's get to this one, Coach. I'm reading the account, and just an amazing game. Amy, tell me a little bit about the first three-plus quarters, how things went.
First quarter, back and forth. We've had a we moved the ball a little bit. They kind of had a couple issues, turnovers, a couple things that hampered the drive. And on the same side, we got a couple plays that made some big plays that caught a break to stop Winthrop too. We had a couple times we stopped them inside the 20. So it was back and forth, and you know, it was really hard fought game. Winthrop and with Coach Cadigan, like, they've got tough kids that really bought in, and it was a real physical game, really well played, you know, two tough teams really going at it, you know, the whole game. So physical, offense was moving the ball, wasn't a defensively dominated game, but, you know, both defenses were strong and resilient, and they kept fighting back, but, you know, it was a tough all-around football game.
Well, if anybody doesn't know, I mean, you're in the middle of a northeast storm there, and in Winthrop, like Gloucester, it's always windy no matter what. Tell me about the final drive. Where did that start, Coach? Because you guys were down, what, 6-0 late in the game?
Yeah, 6-0. I think we got they punted out to us. We got it right around midfield with about 2.5 minutes to go. So we were able to go down those 50 yards. We threw the ball. Colin Kelton made a couple big receptions for us throughout the course of the game, and two or three during that drive before that last play. So Travis Boise, our quarterback, found him, and a couple really big plays, good pass protection, putting the ball there, and a couple great individual efforts by Colin making plays as well.
With the wind and the rain and everything else and the slippery conditions, I'm stunned to see how well the passing game did. And maybe you could describe to me, was that a short pass, a low pass, tough spiral into the wind? With the wind, how'd that work?
I mean, it all depended. There was a couple times we were rolling out and our quarterback had to get rid of it, and Colin Kelton made two unbelievable catches for us on the sideline, and then a couple would just quick get the ball out, like hits type plays. And we also, by Jimmy Camilli, who ran the ball really effectively in the game, had a couple of really good runs for us. So, you know, it was a combination of the run and the pass, and sprint out and thrown from the pocket as well.
That's tremendous. 36 seconds left in the game. That's amazing. Now, the extra point, describe that to me, and who kicked it for you?
Oh, I thought you asked. The last play for Colin was unbelievable. He hit a inside screen from the wide receiver position, and he essentially made four or five guys miss, cut back, and, you know, went over the goal line. And it was an unbelievable. It was a great call, and then it was unbelievable individual effort on, you know, just being able to elude a couple tacklers. And then when we got in there, it was great. Everyone was excited, and then we had a really – clutch kick by Aiden Smith, who's already, as a sophomore, kicked a couple for us already, the Beverly game and overtime, and then to do this as well, it really makes you feel good when you have a sophomore kicker that can handle the pressure and comes through for you.
That's amazing. I mean, so the weather didn't bother the kids on the ride home. That must have been something, because, you know, to beat Winthrop, the team that they have this year at Miller Field that way, What a way to remember fall too, I guess.
Yeah, and we have one more weekend. I think the biggest thing we're happy with is we really got the previous week got really pushed around, and you know, we really took it on the chin, and I was just so happy that the kids came back and to have our best week of practice you know, after that, and the kids were up and the kids were ready to go, and the kids, you know, we're excited for the challenge. So I think it just says a lot about them that they just are going to keep working, and, you know, after a real tough game and a tough week, and come back and just show what they were made out of. You know, that was a big thing this week, is who are we? We're going to know when we walk off the field. And, you know, win or lose, the way they played, we're proud of them, and we were really fortunate and happy that we were able to pull it off with
you,
the win.
You got a couple of linemen mentioned in the Salem News article. One, an old standby, a standout, and the other, pretty new guy. So it all starts with Andy Cronus, I presume?
Yeah, Andy just has been doing great for us, and he's a leader, he's a great player, and he leads by example, and he's a very good football player and a great kid. And couldn't be happier for him, especially him and the seniors, to pull out this kind of win at the end of their career. And they deserve it, and they worked really hard for it.
Coach, we're going to talk again because it is the last game coming up. But again, congratulations, and I know that you're really proud of the kids because it's been an up-and-down season. You guys, the old term adversity pops up every now and then.
It's nice to be able to really battle adversity through football and not real life. You know, and a lot of people during these trying times, it's like their life's upside down. So when it's a football game and a week of practice and how you respond, I think it's a great way to, like, learn those lessons. And it's not life or death or really life impacting. It's more of just, you know, tackling what's ahead of you and coming back and working hard regardless of what's happened in the past.
Great lesson, Ryan. I appreciate that. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you during the week sometime, I hope.
All right. Thanks a lot. I look forward to it.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
That is Danvers High School football coach Ryan Nolan.